Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs expert advice on compliance issues, you can count on us. We provide tips, tools, and strategies to help you at every stage of your business's life cycle.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Our guest this week is Mike Malkowski, Client Relationship Manager at CT Corporation. Our topic for this week is how to accurately assess the success of your merger, a post-merger cleanup evaluation, if you will. And Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Very simply put, what is the best way to evaluate the success of your merger?
Greg, just as you said it, it's very simple. You only need to make sure that you have proper communication, roles and responsibilities properly designated. Mergers are big, scary things that oftentimes are overcomplicated. It's focusing on the basics, who's doing what and when. Making sure you understand all of the risks associated with an actual merger. Once you understand what's actually out in front of you and what needs to be handled, it makes the task much less daunting.
So on the flip side, what are some examples of an unsuccessful merger?
I think it's pretty much the opposite of everything I just said. It's when people aren't understanding who's doing what and when, or what they're even supposed to be doing. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from clients of mine that are just completely unaware that there was some sort of statutory requirement, or that they had to file this, or that they had to pay this fee, or that they should be coordinating with this side or this company or this government agency. It's really just making sure you understand what's out there so you can properly attack all those items. When that doesn't happen, that's when you start to see the risk come up from the basement and basically show its ugly head.
So are those the most common mistakes then, not necessarily understanding all of the details involved, or are there other mistakes that you see a lot post-merger?
I would say that's probably the most common issue that I do see, and it's because it's a very, very complex, filing or kind of field that you're dealing with. There's all different types of laws and all different types of statutory requirements depending on the type of business you're doing, where you're doing that business. So even though it's the same issue, meaning just not having an understanding, what that understanding is varies from case to case. It could really depend all upon where you're actually doing business and what type of business you're actually doing.
So let's back up just a minute, because perhaps successful implementation of a merger finds its roots in what was done before the merger was finalized, when all those details were being hashed out and roles being assigned, as you mentioned before. So what type of integration strategy is good to have in place so you can hit the ground running?
Greg, the most important thing is to understand who's on your team, right? And it's really to understand who's going to help you accomplish this goal, whether that's a service company, whether that's outside counsel, whether that's your own internal departments that are assisting with certain matters with this potential merger or acquisition. Really making sure you understand who's on your team allows you to then designate who's going to do what and when. Making sure that you understand the scope of the project. I cannot tell you how many times I see where an audit is not conducted prior to a merger or an acquisition, where proper due diligence is not performed, where the issue is not so much not knowing what to do, but you really just have no idea what you're acquiring or what legal entities are involved or what tax or legal or different HR or licensing departments that need to be pulled in to make sure everything goes smoothly.
So let's say you dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's in the merger itself, but didn't have the implementation and integration plan, and now you find yourself in this position of needing clarity. How do you do that on relatively short notice?
Well, unfortunately, it's not easy, and it's never easy. You would much rather be prepared, have everything planned ahead so you can properly tackle the situation at hand. However, it does happen. There are absolutely instances where issues arise. When that does happen, it's important to reach out to your trusted advisors. It's important to reach out to service companies. It's important to reach out to outside counsel. It's important even to just pick up the phone and talk to your colleagues internally to figure out who's managing what, because they might actually be already aware of something or maybe even working on something that you weren't aware of. making sure the left hand knows what the right hand is doing can really help you out in those fire drill type of scenarios.
Can help out in a lot of different areas, not just post-merger. We've covered a lot of things, obviously. Mike, what other things should folks look out for in addition to what we've already discussed?
Aside from the obvious, knowing who to communicate with, knowing what you're actually dealing with, and creating a plan, everybody's biggest fear in running into issues with any type of merger acquisition is missing something of significant importance, whether that's a filing deadline, whether that's transferring a license. A lot of these quote unquote little things can ultimately become very big things if they're not handled. You want to make sure that you understand not just the certificate of merger that needs to be filed with the state to legally effectuate that merger, but what needs to then be done after the fact to properly transfer any pre-existing licenses that still need to be in existence or maybe need to be canceled, just so you're not setting your company up for potential liabilities, penalties, or unnecessary fees that you might encounter months or even years down the road.
Let's talk a little bit about risk management strategies now. That's obviously something that companies will want to employ in all different sectors of the business, but as it specifically relates to post-merger, what are some of the better risk management strategies?
The biggest thing when it comes to risk management is obviously not wanting to incur any type of additional fees or have your authority to do business revoked within a specific jurisdiction, which at the end of the day could cost your company a lot more money than just that nominal or maybe not so nominal statutory filing fee or requirement. So a good risk management strategy goes back to the whole pre-planning process. Conduct that audit. Understand what the actual legal structure of the entity is. Figure out, are there licenses that are currently active? Are there licenses that are currently revoked? Where is the company currently registered to do business? What names are they currently doing business under? Once you have that full research completed and the project scoped, it will allow you then to determine what steps need to be taken, whether that is enlisting your tax and accounting people or your legal people or maybe a business partner such as a service company to truly identify what needs to be filed and when.
Mike, just about out of time here, but as we talk about all this, what does the deal outlook appear to be for 2017?
That's the million-dollar question, Greg. Hopefully it will be good. I can tell you from my own personal experience that it's been a busy start to the year. There's a lot of acquisition work going on right now, which obviously means there's a lot of things that need to be handled, as I just mentioned and we discussed today. It's just extremely important for people to be prepared. Acquisitions don't have to be this frightening topic or this frightening scenario that you encounter. It should be exciting. It's growth. It's a movement forward in a company's history. So it being able to meet that head on and really kind of avoid the pitfalls and all the pain and of the additional paperwork or penalties and fees from all these different government agencies, we just need to make sure that that doesn't cause extra stress for an already pretty stressful situation.
Mike, a lot to keep track of and certainly a lot of organization needed post-merger, but a terrific roadmap you've given us here. Thanks very much for your time today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks so much, Greg.
Mike Malkowski is Client Relationship Manager at CT Corporation. I'm Greg Corumbus, and for more information on post-merger evaluation, please call CT at 844-787-7782.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business lifecycle.